is the new head coach of the Toronto Marlies of the American Hockey League. He is Greg Moore. Greg, thanks so much for doing this. How are you today, sir?
I'm well. Thanks for having me.
The pleasure is ours. And we were talking in hour one. Justin was filling us in on this, and you could probably color it a little bit more. Tell us about the Toronto Maple Leafs coaching development camp. And we talked about names like Paul McFarlane and Jeremy Culleton. What was the experience like for you?
It was really positive. I thought it was a real progressive way to look at evaluating people without the outside the organization, and bringing in some guest coaches for us to learn and grow as coaches from a place that's doing things progressively and a little different. And it was nice to see the individual development side of things. It was great to build some relationships with staff and people that are part of the organization. And overall, it was really positive.
So when I asked people about you after the information, the news came out about you becoming the new head coach of the Marlies, so what can you tell me about Greg Moore? And almost everybody said he's a progressive coach. What does progressive coach mean to you?
It's a good question. I think style of play. When I look at the game of hockey, I try to think about how it can be played 5 years from now rather than how it was played 5 years ago. When it makes sense, in what areas. I think there's an important process to go through when you're looking to make changes or do things different and find the pros and cons. But I think the progressive part as well is, from my philosophy, building systems and concepts that force the players to make decisions and reads for themselves, and not so much X's and O's and stand here and stand there type mentality. And a lot of coaches have moved that direction as well. But I think it's really important to develop the players' brains and how they read situations and think for themselves. And a lot of the development and the progressive nature and how we teach it is just working through giving them the reps they need, especially in practice, where you can make a lot of gains in them problem solving for themselves.
One of the neat things about working for the Marlies, I imagine for you, is going to be the access to resources. And I know that's something that really outside the NHL, it's almost impossible to equal what the Marlies can provide. What are you excited to have access to that maybe you weren't able to have at the lower levels?
For sure. There's a lot of resources. It's going to be really fun to play around with how your brain just kind of computes what's going on day to day for the team, for each individual player. You know, you'll have a bigger scope of what's going well, what's going wrong, how to make things better, how to improve what's already there. So that's going to be a fun process for me to work through. I think the individual development team is a really powerful thing to spend time to give the athletes one-on-one time with people who come in and specifically watch the game of hockey from the individual perspective. Sometimes as coaches, we're looking at it a lot from the macro sense of the whole team, and those guys come in, look at the micro and really break things down, whether it's footwork and stick detail and how they're processing their time and space. So I think that's one area that's going to be really fun to continue to work through and build relationships with those people within that development team and see how they see the game.
You're walking into a pretty good situation with the Marlies being in first place. Have you been keeping an eye on the team, and how familiar are you with this current roster?
I definitely have had my eye on them in the last couple of weeks. They're in a great place. They're doing great stuff. AJ and Rob and the staff there have done a great job since Sheldon's been up to keep things moving in a strong direction. I'm not too familiar with the majority of the roster. I know Wall, the goaltender, who was at the NTDP while I was there, but he was with the other staff in the other berth here, and I work with him closely, but know him as a person and how strong character kid he is and how hard he works and him as a person. But it'll definitely take me some time once I get on the ground running to get to know the individuals and get to know the team and their personalities and stuff.
New Marlies head coach Greg Moore joins us. And you mentioned something that I'm fascinated by. And you said, I'm not just thinking about where the game's at right now. I'm thinking about where the game's going to be at in 5 years' time. And I know we've left the era where everybody's a table hockey player and you have your lane and that's who you patrol and it's up and down. And we know that that's long gone. I've talked on this program and elsewhere about the game evolving to positionless hockey. You have a position for faceoffs, and that's it. Yep. But where do you see the game headed, Greg?
I do think the game will continue to move towards there being five guys on the ice and not so much three forwards and two D. I don't think you can completely get away from having positions like that. I think a lot of coaches at many levels have done a great job at starting to blend the game of hockey with there still being forward and D and the movement of five guys within certain concepts, but always getting back to what your role is within the group. Mm-hmm. And it's very slow. It's a slow process, right? So you look at whether it's Ozone and now D are getting activated and they're jumping into the play and guys are moving like it's five players on the ice rather than just D standing at the blue line and forwards working down low. But then they get back to their positions and it's line rush against and might be funneling back into your D zone. And you definitely have D towards the net and forwards covering the points in the D zone. You get back to your positions within certain areas of the game. And there's so many little situations where I think coaches are trying to look at the one concept or the one, whether it's a neutral zone regroup, one thing. Okay, how can we utilize this as five people rather than positions? And then what are the transitions within that to get back to your positions? So over time, it'll continue to transition, but I think those are our challenges, and that's how I see the game going in the next few years. But everyone's going to have a different way of doing that, which will be exciting to explore and see how other coaches are experimenting.
You've got a really unique opportunity here the next couple of weeks to spend some time with the Toronto Maple Leafs, and I'm not sure how many American League coaches get to spend time with the NHL club in season, which is actually, I mean, probably something American League teams should do. But what are you hoping to take away from your 2 weeks with the Toronto Maple Leafs and to take back to the Marlies?
We'll definitely get to know the staff, especially the coaches, how they see the game, systems, concept, details. We want to make sure that there's smooth transitions for the athletes going from both levels so that the organization is blended and on the same page with things. So it'll be a real educational 2 weeks for me to dive into the game of hockey and how things are operating so that when I do go down with the Marlies, I have a better sense of making sure that we're all on the same page and putting the players in the best position possible to succeed if they get the opportunity to move up to the Leafs.
I'm always curious, and we'll end on this one, Greg. I'm always curious how coaches feel about the role of a defenseman in 2019, 2020, and how you evaluate them and what you want them to do. You know, if a defenseman joins the rush and leads to a goal, is he really behaving as a defenseman? Do we give that point to certain player as a defenseman? This sort of winks at that positionless thing that I was talking about a second ago. But from your point of view, Greg, how do you see the role of the defenseman? And maybe more accurately put, what is the job of a defenseman in 2019?
I think their job is still to defend, first and foremost. To be a possession team, I think the misconception is it's all offense, when really to be a possession team, you have to be the best defensive team on the ice, and you have to have an ability to get a puck back quicker than everybody else. If you can't get a puck back, if you can't defend, then you're not going to have the puck to possess the puck. So I think from that mindset, nothing changes with the D and the forwards as well in terms of defending hard and getting a puck back. But you know, you're going to rely on the defenseman to kind of steer that in the right direction.